We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Did all those famous people really utter those historic quotes? Or has someone been playing jiggery-pokery with the evidence? Professor Buzzkill sets the record straight on Quote or No Quote.
Oh, here's a quote or no quote I really like, Buzzkillers. In the first place, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind is famously attributed to Gandhi, or as we call him here at the Institute, the Mahatma of misquotation. In fact, he's up there on the Mount Rushmore of misquotation, next to Churchill, Lincoln, and Einstein. But like Churchill, Lincoln, and Einstein, quotes of wisdom have been attributed to Gandhi at a furious pace since his death in 1948, by the way. And if a quote or saying sounds, I don't know, vaguely philosophical, religious, and or far-seeing, it's just easier to attribute it to Gandhi than to try to figure out where it really came from. It comes, of course, from the Christian Bible. The King James Version gives the original as an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 21, verse 24. Yes, I looked it up. As far as experts such as Fred Shapiro from the Yale Book of Quotations and Garson O'Toole, that indefatigable quote investigator, can determine, Canadian Member of Parliament George Perry Graham was the first to reemploy this idea in modern times and to add the part about blindness and toothlessness. During a 1917 debate on the morality of capital punishment in the Canadian House of Commons, Graham said, quote, if we were to go back to an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, there would be very few honorable gentlemen in this House who would not be blind and toothless. And that basic quote idea also appears from other people in the next few decades. After all, it was a well-known phrase from the Old Testament, so it didn't take the world's most original thinker to repeat it and to add to it. Easy quotations, ones adapted from the Bible, for instance, usually show up in movies first, such as the famous 1982 film Gandhi, and indeed many great Gandhi quotations, I'm putting quotations in quotation marks there, made their start in that film. This one didn't, actually, and that's one of the reasons it's so interesting to me, as I said at the beginning of the show. You see, it's not the most egregious misquotation or misattribution in the long history of Gandhi misquotations. Even if you haven't seen the movie Gandhi or seen this Gandhi no quote on thousands of Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram posts, you'd be forgiven for thinking that it came from the great man himself. That's because the American journalist Louis Fisher used, quote, an eye for an eye makes everyone blind twice while writing about Gandhi and Gandhi's thinking. Fisher first used the expression in a 1947 book that compared the political and social philosophies of Gandhi and Stalin, believe it or not. And he did so again in his more famous and more widely read biography of Gandhi, published in 1950. Fisher used the eye for an eye construction to explain Gandhi's philosophy of satyagraha. But he wasn't quoting Gandhi. In that explanation, Fisher wrote, satyagraha is peaceful. If words fail to convince the adversary, perhaps purity, humility, and honesty will. The opponent must be weaned from error by patience and sympathy. Weaned, not crushed. Converted, not annihilated. Satyagraha is the exact opposite of the policy of an eye for an eye for an eye for an eye, which ends in making everybody blind. End quote. Fisher's biography, entitled, by the way, The Life of Mahatma Gandhi, which is also on the Buzzkill bookshelf, sold very well, and it's not surprising that his eye for an eye construction has become a Gandhi quotation in the popular mind, rather than a journalist's explanation of Gandhian philosophy, which is what it was, a journalist's explanation. But maybe there's something more to it. Fisher's summary of Gandhi's thinking didn't just say an eye for an eye leaves everyone blind. He wrote that the Gandhian philosophy of satyagraha is, quote, the exact opposite of the policy of an eye for an eye for an eye for an eye, which ends in making everybody blind. With the death toll of World War II certainly within his living memory, as well as the nasty fractiousness and death of the Spanish Civil War, and worst of all, World War II, with its shocking and stratospheric death toll, Fisher might have thought that the simple back-and-forth retaliation of an eye for an eye was an almost feeble description of this cruel human tendency that was on display during the first half of the 20th century. An eye for an eye wasn't enough to describe what modern people had done and had witnessed. Perhaps that's why Fisher extended and broadened the old biblical saying to make it an eye for an eye for an eye for an eye, which makes the whole world blind. Gandhi himself couldn't have said it any better. Talk to you next week.